Now, last year, more than 70 million people were forced to flee their homes because of war, persecution and conflict, the highest number since the UN's refugee agency began. Today is World Refugee Day, a day to draw attention to the plight of displaced people. This year, 1,000 refugees will be able to resettle here in New Zealand, but there are restrictions on where those people can come from. It's because of a policy brought in by the National-led government in 2009, which means refugees from Africa and the Middle East are only allowed to resettle here if they have a family if they have family members already living in the country. I'm joined by Gulad Meyer, now a New Zealander, but who is a former refugee and community advocate. Morena Gulad.
Morena Indira, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Firstly, could you share your story and your experience of being a refugee?
So my family fled the Somali Civil War in the early 1990s. There's only 1% of the world's refugees that ever get their country resettlement in there out of that 70 million, which makes the global Wow. refugee crisis one of the biggest issues facing our generation in this lifetime. So we were fortunate enough to have been offered third country resettlement here in New Zealand. I was about 6 years old at the time. And it was my mum and my eight siblings. So as you can imagine, having to flee your country, it's quite a full-on process. And I think people often forget that, you know, refugees are forced to flee their homeland. It's not a choice that they make. There's so many refugees that have resettled here in New Zealand who contribute towards in all walks and society in life.
Mm. Gulad, could you tell me, in your experience, what are some of the common misconceptions about refugees?
I think the misconceptions that exist are that refugees are going to come here and be a drain on the system. But actually, there's multiple studies that shows that refugees actually economically and socially enrich New Zealand society and host communities all around the world. And we've seen that, you know, with success stories. Recently, we've heard about the news about Abbas Nazari winning a Fulbright scholarship, being one of the young
kids
that arrived. Yes, absolutely. So it's, you know, it's not those great success stories that you hear, but like the misconceptions are that refugees are dangerous, that they can be a threat to society. And I think those sorts of stereotypes are quite harmful. No doubt that they still exist within the whole refugee narrative. And I think that's something that from this World Refugee Day that we need to think about and how we all play a role in dispelling those myths.
Now, New Zealand, our current refugee policy, resettlement policy, we accept 1,000 refugees in a year. Mm. Do you think that's enough?
For me, I think my question hasn't really been about the number of refugees that we resettle. I think New Zealanders as a whole have started to have conversations about that. There's been the whole double the quota campaign, and I think those are great conversations that need to continue. But for me, you know, the thing that I've always talked about is actually how do we ensure that we probably equip refugees that we bring here, because resettlement is a long-term process. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. And when we talk about integration, people often forget that integration is a two-way process. It involves both the host communities and newly resettled communities. And for us as, you know, refugees that have resettled in New Zealand, we're doing a lot on our part. We're thinking about the Treaty of Waitangi and what that means to us in New Zealand and our place and, you know, learning the English language just to be able to interact with wider society. But I think there's real questions around the host community's part and how we can ensure that we play a part in being a more welcoming, inclusive and humane society. And I think that extends out globally too in terms of what areas that we take refugees from, given the current global crisis as reported by the UN.
Right, and I think you raise a good point there, because when we do resettle our refugees, when they come into the country, they go to the refugee resettlement centres, for example, in Mangere. I think they spend about 6 to 8 weeks getting education and training, learning about New Zealand, but that's still a really short amount of time considering you're in this brand new country that you're going to resettle in, and you say the host community should really reach out. How can we reach out? For New Zealanders that don't know how to, or are too scared to reach out, cultural barriers and every other issues like that, what's your advice?
You know, there's multiple organizations that are working with refugees, including the Red Cross, you know, things like volunteering, donating to charity organizations that work closely with former refugee communities. Those are the sort of things, practical things that you can do. I think in our everyday acts, just being more kind and just friendly, just welcoming, just say hello, talk to one of us, you know. And I think we all, our stories are, it's while they're unique, I think there's a common theme that's consistent through that, and that is that we are a people of resilience. We are a people who have been given a second chance at life and that are willing to grip it to the fullest level. And I think despite the stereotypes, we always continue to succeed in everything that we do.
Fantastic. Just quickly, I know that I mentioned the policy by the National-led government, which would mean that currently, if you came in today, you would never have been able to come to New Zealand. That would have excluded you. What do you think?
I think so, definitely. I think, you know, we've heard that it's discriminatory. There's even concerns within the community that actually is quite racist. And, you know, if you look at settings that I think unfairly disadvantage one group over another, that isn't racism. Personally, I don't know what is. And right. I think it's harmful because it sends out a negative message out there for, I think, many people
So sorry to interrupt you there. We've just got about 10 seconds left on the clock, but we do appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.